Hello. Welcome to Mr. Fishy's Storytime Theater. Grab your earphones, sit back, relax, and enjoy today's story. Today, we'll be listening to His Good Girl and Theirs Too by Reader 7. She struggled half-heartedly against the restraints. When was he coming back? Did he go to the lobby or leave the hotel altogether? Not that she wanted to be anywhere else. But her arms were getting tired and she desperately needed a drink of water. Their lovemaking had been hard and fast and intense. She was ready for a snack and a cuddle. But for now, she was tied, spread eagle on the bed. He'd left her blindfolded and told her to be patient, so she was, mostly. She had no idea how long it had been. 10 minutes? An hour? And then she heard the door open. Footsteps. His hand gently lifted her head and a glass pressed against her lips. She drank slowly, savoring the glorious liquid. "Thank you, sir," she said. He leaned down, his voice in her ear. "I know you've had a long day and just want to relax. But before we can do that, you have to do something for me." "Of course, sir." "Good girl." Then she felt something else at her lips. It was hard and smooth, her gag. "You know what to do if anything is ever too much." She nodded. "Show me." She shook her head and made the sound around the gag. "Good girl," he replied. She heard him set the glass down and walk away, and then the door opened. Footsteps. Many footsteps. How many footsteps? Her mind raced. They'd invited other people into their bedroom before, but this was different. This time, she was in serious sub-mode already. This time she was blindfolded. This time she was on display. She felt a hand on her shoulder. "Calm yourself. These men are here to see you. All of you. And they seem to be enjoying the view." She could hear the smile in his voice. "You're making them hard." "It's too bad you can't see. They look so hungry, pet. Should we give them a taste of you?" She felt exposed in a way that she never had before. Her skin felt their gaze, and she moved this way and that, trying to find a position that would allow her a shred of coverage. But it was no use. She was open and available to them. All of them. "Gentlemen, you may come over and get a closer look. You are allowed to touch, just on the outside for now. Fingers, lips, tongues, cocks. It's up to you. She felt a hand immediately cup her right breast. Another hand squeezed her left nipple. Someone else stroked her inner thigh. She shivered at the sensations. Her brain was having trouble keeping up. The touches were light, firm, and gentle, and demanding. Lips pressed against her nipple. They began to suck gently. At the same time, her feet were being massaged. She felt kisses on her neck. And then, two fingers on either side of her clit. They rubbed ever so slowly. Up and down. Her feet were not bound, but strong hands held her thighs. No one spoke, but she could hear deep breaths and moans. She was surrounded by them. She bucked her hips as she tried to get those fingers where she wanted them. Moans escaped around the gag. Her clit throbbed as it was pumped over and over. She panted. She was going to come. In front of all these people. Her most private, intimate moments were going to be viewed by who knows how many. It was intoxicating. A voice spoke in her ear. You're holding back, aren't you? You won't be able to, not for much longer. Like it or not, you will come in front of all of us. They haven't even begun to use you yet. And you're going to come. Show them what a good little slut you are. She came. She moaned and thrashed and throbbed, and she came. The teasing touches became caresses as aftershocks rocked through her body. Good girl. The voice came close again. Now it's time for the boys to have their fun. Told them that they can take what they want from you. They're going to use you in so many ways. She whimpered. A hand caressed her cheek and she felt the gag being removed. Kitten. No talking. I don't want to hear a word from you, unless you choose to use your safe word. We must be kind to the other guests at this hotel. They don't need to hear your activities. Or do they? He chuckled. Anyway, I have a matter to attend to. I'll return later. After they've had their fill. She started to struggle and then felt a hand around her throat. She stilled. Trust me, pet. They have been informed of your boundaries. They know your safe word. You may use it at any time and everything will stop immediately. Do you understand? Yes, sir. good girl. The hand left her throat. She heard footsteps, and then the sound of the door opening and closing. She was alone, naked, blindfolded, alone with who knows how many strangers. She'd had fantasies, of course, but this was real. She felt the hard smoothness of a cock against her lips. This she could do. She opened her mouth, still a bit sore from the gag, and stuck out her tongue. She felt the hard smoothness of a cock against her lips. This she could do. She opened her mouth, still a bit sore from the gag, and stuck out her tongue. The stranger fed his cock to her. At almost the same time, she felt her legs pushed apart, and another cock slid into her pussy. The time for gentleness was over. They fucked her, hard and fast. First one, then the other came inside her. They used her body to get off, and she didn't even see them. And then another cock was inside her cunt, pumping away, another dick in her mouth. Faceless bodies, just fucking. She swallowed as the second load of cum shot down her throat. She felt the wrist restraints loosen. Strong hands flipped her over and pulled her hips upward. Another pounded into her pussy from behind. She grunted and moaned but didn't cry out. Another load of cum filled her cunt. Another cock replaced the last one. Over and over they filled her. She thought about Sir, wishing he could see her, letting these men use her because it was what he wanted, what they both wanted. She felt the bed next to her dip and a body laid next to her. "Climb on top, princess," someone said. She felt her way over and straddled the man, feeling for his cock. She rubbed it against her slit a few times before pushing it inside her. There was a sharp intake of breath as she slid down. She bounced up and down, and felt giddy at the bit of control she suddenly had. She could ride him at her own speed. Suddenly, she was pushed forward. Awkwardness washed over her as she realized her face was inches from this stranger. Should she kiss him? Why did that feel awkward when he was pounding away inside her? A well-looped finger was pushed inside her tightest hole, and she gasped. A moan came from the owner of the finger, as well as several onlookers. And then it was removed. She took deep breaths, preparing herself for what would come next. Pressure. Pressure as his cock head pushed slowly into her asshole. She could feel herself stretching to accommodate him. She couldn't move. Never before had she felt so full. Thankful the gag was now gone, she breathed deeply, willing herself to relax and take him. Them. Both of them. The cock in her pussy stayed still as the cock in her ass began to slowly pump in and out. The sounds of jerking were all around her. She moaned loudly. "We can't have that, can we? You need to stay quiet for us. I have something that may help." A cock pressed against her lips. Three cocks. She was going to take three cocks at once for Sir. She sucked greedily, bobbing up and down as she was shoved forwards and back. And then she felt it. The first spurt of cum hit her back. Her cunt was already dripping with it, but now she was going to be covered by the cocks not already inside her. Words like "dirty little slut" and "fuck toy" were muttered. The cock in her ass erupted. It was replaced by another. The same with her pussy and her mouth. She lost count. She wondered if any of them were repeats, perhaps having shot their first load in the beginning of all this. She wondered if they were going to go all night. She felt like her brain had short-circuited hours ago. Some of the guys were sensitive and tender with her, others a bit more rough. She was caressed and manhandled and kissed and spanked and fucked. Always fucked. They came everywhere. And then they stopped. She heard them get dressed, and one by one, they left. She waited, listening for any sound before she could relax, knowing that she was alone. When no sound came, she curled into a ball. She'd never felt so used, merely there to be fucked. She didn't know what the men looked like, or even how many there were. She was covered in cum. She was exhausted. She needed a shower and sleep. Maybe not in that order. She would process this later. For now, it was time to sleep. All of a sudden, she felt a finger graze her cheek. She shrank away from it. Warm hands gently untied the blindfold. It was Sir. "Oh, baby girl, look at you." She tried to hide her face. Tears welled up in her eyes. She didn't want anyone to see her this way. A hand cupped her chin and brought her face up until their eyes met. "You're beautiful." He kissed her softly, brushing her hair away from her face. "You were so good tonight. You did everything I told you to. It was an incredible thing to watch." Her eyes widened in shock. You were here the whole time?" "I never left, sweetheart. You were brave and sexy and mine. After all that, do you still feel like mine?" She nodded slowly. "Well, we're going to make sure. Open your legs for me." "Sir, not now, please. I just need to sleep. I'm exhausted and gross. I don't have the energy to shower. Baby girl, we are not going to sleep while you're feeling like this. Open your legs. She must look such a mess to him. Her body didn't want to move. Do you think I will last long after everything I witnessed this evening? No. I'm going to make sure you know that you're mine. Then, I'm going to carry you to the shower and get you cleaned up. And then, we will both crawl into bed and cuddle. And probably pass out in 30 seconds. He smiled. But can't we wait until morning? I'm so tired. He rolled over and stood up, removing the jeans and boxers that had been far too tight all evening. He crawled back to her, spreading her legs with his knee. She whimpered as sore muscles protested, and he kissed her forcefully. She felt his cock at her entrance and hid her face in his shoulder once more. How could he want her like this? He pushed all the way inside her in one smooth thrust. He groaned. Holy fuck, this is the wettest you've ever been. You feel incredible. She breathed in his scent, musky and familiar. She let out a soft moan. He slowly pumped inside her. There's no reason to be embarrassed. You are an adult. You like sex. You make the decisions. If you want to play act at being ashamed, that's fine. But I will not stand for actual embarrassment. You are passionate. That's one of the things that I love about you. Being adventurous doesn't mean you are broken. You are not broken. No matter what you do or how you look, I will always want you. You are amazing, so strong, so sexy. Watching you let go like that? Fuck. She clung to him, wanting him. Her eyes met his. He plunged in faster, harder. Her sore pussy protested, but her brain just wanted more. But even better than watching you get fucked and used and being daddy's good, good girl and taking all those men, right now, us. She moaned then, and it was all he needed. He kept his eyes on hers as she came. She loved watching him come. He kissed her, softly, tenderly. I am yours, just as much as you are mine. Now let's get you cleaned up. This has been His Good Girl and Theirs Too by Reader 7.